greater Cincinnati area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
All right, everyone. Good night. Appreciate you coming to my Cobra Kai after party for New Year's Eve. Of course, now New Year's Day. Ride safe out there. Don't let, they got to be out there somewhere. We just got to be sure to call in and let us know where you're seeing them at, folks. All right. Happy New Year. Ooh. I thought they'd never leave.
Oh, man.
Folks, you know what that means. It's teen on New Year's Day 2022. Doing it a little differently this year. You've tuned in for the Chalice Drop. That, of course, happens in 1 hour and 3 minutes. When we do that thing, we don't tell on ourselves. Tonight in the studio with me, to my left is Lunch Meat.
Well, this is everyone's favorite Ash Lad, churned Ash Lord, Lunch Meats.
And, of course, to his left, most of the time, Jimmy Gumpunk sits.
Well, I have... You sent out the thing to the wrong chat line.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
The big cat ride in town. I have okay. A nuclear option I've been keeping safe just in case. To Ooh. His left would be a man who needs some introduction. 7 of 6. We call him Mr. Papa Dallas. We just don't call him late for 420. I don't know. Slice and dice. Let's go with slice and dice. Where are you at? Ooh. It's actually kind of hard to stay up late, folks. Early in case where I know you all think it can be done, but why don't we just start with us? How did you stay awake until 3:15 in the morning there, Lunch Meat? What you mean tonight?
After everything cooled down, I took a nap. I fell asleep probably around 2 o'clock.
Okay. So your after party was a disco nap, which is totally cool and legit.
It was tough getting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made it. It shows a lot of fortitude in your part.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I did a regular New Year's Eve party. It was pretty bad. And I did it New York style. Then I did it regular Wisconsin style. And then I went home for the after party. That's when you watch a new season of Cobra Kai to get as many episodes as you can before the Chalice after party, 3:15. Well, actually now it turned 3:20. That gives us 1 hour till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves we're doing in Wisconsin. Very good there. Oh, so a lot of ground to cover between now and then. Did we more than we could chew on this timing?
I don't think so. I think this is a proper Chalice Drop. I think we're doing people proud. Something about what did you get into? What was your big New Year's plan?
Oh, I dressed like a real big shot at work all day. I went back in August. I watched a Christmas special. It had a white tie, white vest, white shirt, black coat, black pants. Needless to say, it went off like a charm. Everyone thought I had super important plans. Then I left work and changed into something way more comfortable. But can't loosen your necktie at the bar during the Chalice Drop if you don't put it on to begin with. Am I right?
It's so true. If I had a nickel.
Totally. So, yeah, the New Year's Eve, that steak that had some pretty. Some of you listeners might remember in such a meal. It was pretty awesome. and then we did the regular one. That just had more vodka for me.
Nice, nice. Any hot ladies over? Any action on your side of the street?
This is a end of year, actually. I was so close, and then kind of blew it all a couple weeks before Christmas. So it's fine. That's fine. Just dusting myself off.
It happens, man. Holiday romance is tricky sometimes. You know, a lot of stress.
It's true. It's true. It's always worth it, though.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Getting into it, I suppose there's no real hurry, but mission demands. We hit us up with okay, hold on. I got a lot of tabs tonight, folks. This is the chalice drop. It's a big one. Got to let my tabs catch up. Oh, now I'm going to make you watch an ad. This is bullshit. Hold on. Don't listen to any of that. Why isn't it coming out? There we go. All right, folks. All right. I think you knew what we were about to listen to. It's your favorite segment, Bacon for Breakfast. They're out there. They're protecting us. That's fine. They should be doing that. We just need to know where it is. Let's start with you. Where you been seeing them tonight? They been protecting us out anywhere lately?
Honestly, I haven't seen them too much around. I'm sure they're hiding out. I mean, a lot of drunks driving around. They're probably hiding behind that tooth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a classic throwback there for you. Okay, still no takers on that. I myself, yeah, had a pretty... Or it would have been, except I discovered my truck has four-wheel drive. The cops Ooh. Didn't even raise an eyebrow to me.
That's all they need, right? It's like, oh, yeah, it's four-wheel drive. Let them leave. Get them out of here.
No more slipping all over the roads for this guy.
It's nice. You got your stickers proper and everything like that nowadays?
What can I say? I've really turned a corner on all that.
You did good.
At least until, like, March. Like, you know.
Well, you know. Should be. It's good.
Style, you know, I had a good run.
Back to the old chewing gum on the license plate trick, everyone's favorite.
Huh? So, a lot of smoke mails this week. I probably a good idea to get to some of those. So loading, just taking a sec here. There you go, just only one smoke text, so I'm going to save it. We'll just start with some smoke mails here.
There should be a few smoke texts.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Let me look at it a little closer in a minute.
Boy, Santa. Hello. My boys, little smokings afterward, or at least we don't tell ourselves we're doing.
You might need a transcript on that one. Sorry about that. It sounds like
that's
it wasn't working quite well there. Did you pick up any of
that? Was that Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa was here in the studio last week. You know, he always likes to stop in for an episode, usually after his trip or before his trip around the world. This year he came to. He's calling us sleepy boys.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, he's right.
Christmas. We didn't really do much of a Christmas preamble, and then it came to Christmas in our beds. Sleepy boys.
Yeah, a bunch of sleepy boys.
So, he's wishing us a happy holidays. So sorry we missed you. Hate to waste your time, but anyway. All right. 3:25 a.m. gives us 50.
Yeah.
Didn't know there'd be two of us.
What was
the over under on that?
I'm sorry, what?
Odds of Jimmy actually attending tonight. We know he's awake.
He's awake. He texted.
He participates in the thread. He, of course, he. which is perfect Jimmy. That's how we peak Jimmy, I like to call that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the holidays rough for a little old Jim, you know?
Well, that's true. And a speedy recovery from these holidays, Jim, here at hashtag WNBC, small letters, big talk. Recovery.
Keep it clean. Get that jizz. Keep that jizz out of there.
keep the jizz out.
Well, don't you want to hear about my awesome New Year's party or what?
Yeah, that's just the thing. Yes. How did it go?
It was great, man. So I went to the virtual New York City, ball drop. Okay, on the old VR chat. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. All the big names were there. Snoop Dogg was there. Megan the Stallion, Bill Burr. It went wild, man. Things got loose, you know?
Dilbert, like the comic strip character? Are cartoons coming to life in this virtual?
No. Bill Barr, you know? That comedian. Yeah. A guy from FS Family or whatever.
Okay, all right, so star-studded.
Dilbert. Now, that would be something, you know?
So how close are you getting to virtual Megan Thee Stallion?
Pretty good. Her butt was, like, extra big, extra plump. Snoop Dogg came out as, like, Snoop Lion. He had, like, a cool, like, half-dog, half-lion avatar. It's pretty badass. Man. Yeah, he dropped, like, 3 or 4 songs, supposedly. See, like, you can never really tell if they're really playing, right? I mean, if they're just playing some tracks, right? Sure, but, you know, it was still awesome. It was still great. People went hype. There was, like, a huge flesh pit afterwards. Like, yeah, it was pretty wild. People were getting loose.
Yeah, but, too, right? I mean, that's
clean as the sense that you're probably not going to catch anything, but
right.
Oh, it got pretty dirty. Let's just say that, you know.
Okay, all right.
Virtual hose, the whole thing, you know.
Right. So, what's to stop someone from punching you in the stomach while you're in this pit?
Nothing. I mean, maybe some people prefer it. You know.
So do you in a room while you're doing?
No, like in front of the window.
Yeah. Sounds like quite a party. So,
it's pretty wild.
You have some drinks. What's the situation there?
Well, they had a whole bunch of food trucks there. All the virtual food and soda you could possibly order and eat. It was amazing spread.
So,
got pretty wasted.
You're sipping cocktails while this is happening?
Well, I'm, like, eating, like, a big, like, T-bone steak, but, like, really just eating, like, a loaf of bread with a piece of cheese on it, you know? But virtually it's a steak, you know? It's, like, you're paying bread prices for steak tastes, you know?
I get it. Everyone thinks you're a real big shot, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Really,
in a diaper.
You'll see. It's good. It's the greatest.
I know. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's pretty much it for me. Things were pretty loose.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. First virtual holiday party. I should say, side note, I did almost want to check out the virtual ball drop on Animal Crossing. Is anyone still doing that? Is that a thing that people know?
Get an update as well. Somebody cleared out all my cockroaches.
I mean, even though it's like basic gaming now, but you know, it's still all right, I guess.
Just to check on the special events, you know, make sure.
Get the special events going.
You know, give everyone a present to make sure you know nobody's left out on.
It's so true.
Put a seashell in a box. Call it a day.
But what else we got on the old snitch, the snitchers or something?
All right. Hold on. Let's see. Here it is. Oh, come on now. There it goes.
Well, hi, everybody.
It's your old friend Chris Cruiser. The crew, the crew. Just wishing y'all a happy new year. Just want to let everyone know around the bad counting lines and the Chitak lines and maybe even some of the outskirts of Rock Lake. Well, if you leave your New Year's drippings and your New Year's fat from all your steaks and hams that everyone's making outside for the cruiser, and a glass of glaze always goes good with all the garbage. Well, I might just leave you my Christmas single. Everything's better on Santa sleigh. Well, make sure to leave all your trimmings out for the cruiser, and I might be seeing you later. Well, New Year, or you guys say,
oh, this is turning out to be kind of star-studded. We got Chris Cruzy calling in on the Chalice Drop 2022. Have him? Did you pick up on everything he said?
I think so. He wanted us to leave out his everyone's like beef drops or his trimmings or something.
Beef trimmings. Now, how much of those do you actually leave behind on the plate? I'm curious.
I don't know. I guess it adds up if you're having a big, you know, prime rib or something. I don't know.
I leave nothing to the plate, as they say. It's all getting inhaled by a big obnoxious monster who's chewing on a piece.
Is he just ideally asking for like a slop bucket, right? that he's going to leave you a CD or something? Jesus.
If nobody's going to eat that stuff, then yes, by all means, put it in a trowel.
Oh, God.
Those are the best parts.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't want him coming down your chimney, folks.
Mm-mm. Maybe he's just like see him creeping outside, just kind of jimmies your door open to get at your like garbage. God. All right.
Moving on to that snitch text, I suppose. It says one, but maybe an upload. No. It's got a few here. All right. I see. This will wake us up a little bit. She broke up with him. That's Jeff Schumacher. Hold on. High heel maker. Sorry, I'm making sure. Okay, what's going on, Wake and Bake Crew? It's your old friend, Jeffrey High Heel Maker. Well, I got the bandages off, and it is a beautiful vagina. It's no Mona Lisa, but she'll do. I've got a girlfriend. That's cool with my main sliz, she says. It's empowering. And I think she's right. Everything was going good for about a week, and then I started to smell that old familiar scent. Stinky dick. I mean, stinky vagina. What's going on? Is the inside of my body smelly or something? Do you guys know any tricks to make my sliz stop stinking? I'm willing to try anything. Please help before she leaves me. Happy Travis Drop, Jeffrey High Heel Maker. You're certainly asking the right folks here. Seems like Tad and Doug. What you thinking about this there, lunch meat?
Well, the inside of a human body can be a little stinky, I guess. I mean, I don't know if that's the problem, right? I mean,
yeah, I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
This guy just can't get a break. Gee. God. Well, I guess, I don't know. What do you think? Putting some...
Maybe a little too soon to put... You know, this is a long recovery.
Sure.
Maybe trust somebody who knows what you're going through and not a couple of yahoos on the radio. Am I right?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. I think I would like try like, you know, I don't know. What do you think? Like just like just spray it, right? The ladies usually just spray it with deodorant or something.
Yeah, or you know, put a little Chantilly lace on there, maybe.
I mean, it should be easier because you can like stick things in it now, right? I mean, you can kind of, you know, like a fabric softener sheet.
Right. I think maybe as a, you know, someone with that genitalia, maybe women are more sympathetic to those kinds of smells than they are with a man with a stinky dick, who, you know, those guys are just pariahs.
They can understand the, okay, because maybe they, maybe they're more understanding.
Maybe we need, yeah, right. It's just a theory.
Well, Jeffrey High Heel Maker, I hope it all works out for you. You know, try washing it a few more times, probably, you know. Soaking in a nice glass of vodka, I hear, always helps.
Right. Here we go again. So I guess I'll throw out my usual jar of pickled herring theory. Leave some a plate of herring by the bed and some crackers.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Well, we did it again.
I'm glad we can always help you out, Jeffrey.
Sorry, I'm not trying to read ahead, but there are some other doozies for the old smoke line. What's next? Well, I tell you what, just to get it out of the way.
Cricket? Nobody understands cricket. You gotta know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
All right, you know what that means. It's the Sports Minute without Jimmy. These are always great. That's where the two of us will try to recall anything in sports that happened this week. Of course, it's the end of the year. What you got?
Oh, man. Do the Packers play, right? I mean, I think...
I don't know. Maybe.
Do they win the big game?
I don't know. I didn't hear about them losing, so maybe.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really hear either.
Bet that they, like... kicked that football, but just like kicked the snot out of it, and this is how I see it going. It just like really went a long, long way, and then somebody caught it, and then they got like knocked on their ass right afterward, and then they said like, "This is my football."
I heard like there is going to be a boxing match with like these two guys. They're probably going to fight each other.
But he like counts all the punches, and then whoever punches,
I think so. I think yeah. I think so. It could go, yeah, it could go either way sometimes.
So how do you think that's done? Do you think they're using their fingers a little bit there? They're
using the fingers, some toes, you know, on that rare occasion, the wiener. You know, if you do that extra one.
What if you blink?
I mean, that's the whole thing, right? I mean, you miss it. I mean, everyone's not human. I mean, everyone's human, right?
We're only human.
We're only human.
So... I'm interested. I just don't think I trust this system of punch counting.
Maybe they have like one of those like hand clicking devices that you always see where, you know.
A little better. But yeah, we got the video here. Why don't we just like. As well. It should be.
Well, you know, they're ringside. Sometimes the camera doesn't do it justice, I guess.
I guess that's true. That's a very good point. 3:39. That only leaves us 41 minutes till we do that thing we don't. Oh, it's a chalice drop though. That's the big finale. That's the thing. Our rhythms are all off, of course. We're fine.
I think we're hitting it off, smacking it out of the park, as they say. Should we talk a little bit about this Cobra Kai business? Should we talk about there's a lot of things we need to review.
I've seen the first half. About
Spider-Man.
Okay.
There's the Matrix movies, right?
Yeah.
Hawkeye, perhaps.
Hawkeye finale, real big this week. I'll maybe do a MacGruber minute.
Ooh, I can't wait to start watching MacGruber, honestly.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's good. It's like it definitely rewards the like movie fans. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, oh yeah. Double pluck on that one. But no, of course. Okay, so what? Did you see The Matrix?
Saw The Matrix. Thought it was mildly pretty good, I guess. You know, if they're going to make it into other movies, okay. If not, I mean, each.
Basically, right?
Like a lot of the movie was just like what, some recycled clips. Like a quarter of the movie was just some.
They did go to the mall often. I kind of like the flashier style. Date, but maybe I don't know. He like so. Which one was like real and which one was the simulation? You know, isn't that the question?
It's true. I mean, it's just like, do you think when you're in the Matrix, you're like you have a bigger schlance?
I think you like.
Can you
remember? So like you.
But you can like. You can program it though. They can program it, right? Because they can program their clothes and their sunglasses, right?
I guess so. I mean, aren't they just imagining?
No, I don't think so. It's like all programs, right? In their computers.
That's right. It's the Matrix review, everyone.
But it was good to see what the old Keanu was up to, right?
I thought he died in the third one. The thing is, I'm like a mega fan, but like two and three, like once.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't really know.
We watched them right before the like new movie came out, so it was still like really fresh and shit. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It was all right. And it's like, was he working? Was he working for the robots the entire time? Right, the robots was the one who actually gave him the power.
Right.
Right. To take care of Mr. Smith. Right.
Yeah.
So it was like
thinking about this new Mr. Smith.
Neil Patrick Harris, NPH.
He's back.
Very woke, you know.
Yeah, he's the new one.
Everyone's
world.
I just like just imagine him like sitting at an old computer writing like his daily journal before like the end of the movie, right?
Yeah, I guess. So, did you watch Boba Fett?
Watch Boba Fett, answered some old riddles, I guess. How did he get out of that big nasty Sam creature, right?
Yeah, the old Salak.
Yeah,
Oh, okay. All right. This connects all the dots.
I don't know. I hear a lot of people aren't liking it. You know what I'm saying?
That's not true. I haven't heard anyone say anything about like that.
I regretted this whole article about it. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it seems a little pretty early, right? I mean, nothing really happened, right? They just kind of, you know.
Just beat up a bunch of dudes. I thought it was legit.
I thought it was all pretty legit. I didn't have any major beefs. It's pretty good, you know. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be as good as Mandalorian or anything like that, but I'm willing to give it a try.
For sure. All right, we got another smoke mail here. It's smoke mail time. I got to actually hit play. Hold on, we're doing this.
You don't know who this is. You're gonna find out. It's Sequel Schlong, no isn't it? Oops. Very jolly. I'll be seeing you this good tomorrow.
How about that one? That one is wow. These could have used a little when you're making a smoke. Make sure it sounds like you want it to before you. That's just a little note for future smoke mailers.
But D'Klaw, right? He made the appearance. Yeah. Ooh, very nice.
Sounds like he's in a phone booth in foggy London. he's saying he'll be seeing us, apparently. Heard from him, but apparently he's an ominous threat to us. From
hopefully, bring some of that famous bangers and mash. Right.
He's making a note. He's bringing it over on a boat.
Sweet.
I started chalice drop. Just 35 more minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves. But shouldn't we be doing it a little bit in the meantime?
I think so. Get our mind right.
Indeed. Folks, it's not the official one. We're just, Jesus. This is all I have. Hold on a second. All right. Ooh, I'm feeling much better.
A lot better.
He's getting a little bit of a tummy ache. Egg.
It's so true.
Oh, here. Sorry if you folks are just listening. You're probably not tuning in on the live feed. Whew. All right. Are you ready for a chalice drop?
Yeah.
Chalice drop. Are you ready for a chalice drop? These people are losing their minds. Good old Chautauqua Square. That's a thing, right? Oh, landmark.
Big Chautauqua Square, yep. The crowd is gathering as we speak. I just shined the spotlight out there, and we got a bunch of people with some science ready for that chalice drop.
Get ready, because it's happening. All right. In the meantime, another smoke text just came in. I hope you're ready for this one.
Hello? Who's out there? Well, I just want to say this is Betty White, and I'm coming in from Hog Heaven. Well, I found this phone, and they say that no one usually gets a talk on it. Well, they made me the queen of Hog Heaven, whatever this place is. I hear the woke culture canceled it, but I'm here to say that even though we don't talk about it, it's still going strong in some people's imaginations and in real life. Well, I had a pretty great life. Anyway, you know, as I was done, well, she is done. Just want to say that I'm going to rule fist. No creeps allowed. This is Vimal from the Lovable Queen. Anyway.
Glad to hear she made it safe.
Ooh, she made it. Wow.
A long journey to Hog Heaven. She cleared it in just under a day.
It's good to see that Hog Heaven's still around somewhere. You know, I was kind of wondering if this was some sort of test to see if I still would keep the faith, but
I know somebody missed it.
Well, yeah, good.
But it's a good fit. Good on you, Betty, Queen of Hog Heaven.
Ooh.
It's better to reign in Hog Heaven than to grovel in hell or something, right?
I think so, yeah. Get, I mean, she's pretty old. Like, what, 99 years old? Is that what the case was, or did she make it to 100?
She's 99 years young.
Hmm.
Didn't
a lot of life.
Make it to 2022.
So what, she was born in, what, 1920?
I guess. She was born on, like, I know she's, like, I learned January. It was coming up, but not, didn't make it.
That's a bummer.
It's weird to know what Betty White's birthday is.
She's everyone's sweetheart, right?
Get there, Ryder. But isn't she kind of like your fourth favorite Golden Girl?
Nah, she's my favorite.
She was?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Think this whole thing?
She, like, reminded me of my grandma, ideally, on that show. My grandma was from, like, you know, she, like, looked like her and also... You know, she was from Norway and did a lot of stupid Norwegian things, you know.
Okay, well, you know, sounds cool. Mm-hmm.
B. Arthur, I mean, she's clearly B. Arthur had the body and the goods, but, like, you know.
But she wasn't the sultry one.
Right.
Clearly, we all know. I know you're saving the main event for last, but. Everyone's real favorite Golden Girl.
Wow, but an
I
actual
hope this doesn't awaken anything in me.
All right. Well, looks like we got a few more minutes before the old chalice drop. Do we got anything else going on in the old snitch worlds?
There's a few more snitchums. We'll hop back over to the snitch text. Segments are we missing? I feel like we must be missing some, right?
Probably a few. We're missing like bar gossip, you know. I guess we kind of had that going on. I did see Megan Thee Stallion's big old virtual booty.
Yeah, well, I feel like we're playing that. Like, so how close can you get?
I was pretty close. I was pretty close. There was still a lot of people there. Things were getting hype, you know.
So are they actually at like some sort of party with headsets on too, or they're all at their own homes, right?
I mean, they're probably all at their own homes, but they're
at one virtual setting. Do you think it was like really him?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, it sounded like him. I mean, I suppose they could get people to sound like him. I mean, it's all probably like, are they really on Twitter or are they just, you know, some dudes pretending to be them on Twitter, right? I mean, is that...
I mean, it couldn't be that hard to do. Like, even think of what sounds like you. You don't even have to look like you.
Right. Say a few words, pop in the tracks, right? I mean, it was all the same. I mean, if you believe it, it's all an illusion anyways, right?
If I was dealing with a fake Megan Thee Stallion.
Well, what I saw, it was real, you know?
All right, new smoke mail came in. I just love the show. It's everyone's favorite aunt. I don't even think I have to say. I just want to tell you guys, I love the content, and I love following you guys on Twitter. You guys lead me down some pretty funny rabbit holes. Hope the new year is good to all of you. I'll be listening. Well, that's real nice.
Everyone's favorite aunt.
Right, right. Must be Aunt Petunia. Is that the word?
I don't know. Name her. Old Aunt May, right? That was nice to hear from our faithful seven, right? I mean, seems like Gump Funk reeled in a real winner with that one.
Yep, thanks for spreading it around a little bit, Jimmy. Sorry you're not here tonight. There's going to be some real chops, some real reveals.
Well, better next Lex next time. Hopefully he gets that.
What blunders do you think he got into tonight?
Probably just did some, you know, some shitty drugs and drank too much. And I don't know. Maybe he tried to get a New Year's kiss but got churned down, maybe. Ooh. Maybe he, like, went to get a New Year's kiss but then saw his New Year's love kiss someone else. It's a tough choice. Mr. Gibson, we're going to have to find out next time we speak to him, you know?
Whenever that is.
But what, we were supposed to have another guest sitting on this, or what? Old 7 and 7, you were calling him, or what?
He said seven he might. I said I might need him an ace in the hole, and he said, we'll see. But he is looking forward to the episode.
Ooh, very nice.
Either way, he's a listener. We love you, 7 of 6, though. No, don't.
So what did we all think about the ending of Hawkeye? How did that play out for you? Everything you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I guess he's. We're going to be seeing a lot more of Kingpin showing up in people's shows to show what a jabroni he's become.
Sure. He's a jabroni. It's a little ridiculous.
So everyone knows.
He's a meta-human. Everyone knows that. It's like, geez.
I think we all remember him having bulletproof suits made.
Maybe.
We do.
He was like wearing. He was like wearing a you know a beach
Hawaiian
shirt. Like,
shirt.
Hawaiian shirt. Yeah.
I know. Well, it seems unlikely that it was, but apparently could maybe.
Pizza Dog didn't get enough play at the big end reveal, I thought. I was kind of disappointed. No Pizza Dog. Thought he was going to have to save the day somewhere, yeah.
I can't wait.
But, so she becomes Echo then? Is that what I'm seeing or hearing, right? Is that a thing?
That's her deal. Yeah. And she, like, Daredevil. She spent some time as Ronin. She, like, a lot of cool ways for her to, like, go. But, yeah, definitely, like, a... She's, like, currently the host of the Phoenix Force. And that, like, happened, like, before the show came out. Like, a year
ago. Why are they
like,
calling her Echo? Did she get a superpower where she can hear echoes or something, or what?
No, cool but name. She is, like, yeah, it's just a cool name.
Gotcha.
She deaf.
I was gonna be like, oh, another Daredevil scenario where,
you know. No, but they do kind of like run around together, and everyone's like, oh, this guy's blind, and she's, you know.
That's cool. Oh. I thought it was pretty all right. I really didn't have any beef. I actually thought this was one of the best Marvel movies or shows that they came out with. You know, if you had to rank them, where'd this fall?
Are we just, oh, let me think about that. So we're talking all-time ranking?
Yeah, for like the television shows that they put out, you know, WandaVision, like Winter Soldier.
I love them all like they're like literally children, you know. They're all, this is only like choosing the best against the best. It's up there. I don't know though. They're like kind of different.
I actually think this is probably one of my favorites. I think this one was better than WandaVision.
What? I thought, I don't know about that.
I think so for sure. I also thought it was like better than Loki, you know? Definitely better than the Winter Soldier. Like, geez. In fact, the Winter Soldier was probably the worst one.
Probably true, although I kind of hate to say it.
But I hope they make more of that show. I don't know. I hope they, like, team up all the time. Like, why can't they just have their own show together, right? Or is he trying to get out of the whole, you know, Hawkeye scenario?
I don't know. Yeah, they might be passing the torch a little bit there.
A rebrand, yeah, sure.
Actually, that's like pretty much exactly how, like, that is actually a pretty comics accurate version we get in the show for the most part.
Are you liking the Black Widow's sister? Do you think she's gonna take over?
Yes, I do. Yeah, exactly. See, yeah, that's a good example. She really did kind of take over pretty nicely, I think.
A new cast, new crew. Yeah. I can get behind her. You know, I think she's all right.
Got a new cat. Got to get a new Black Panther.
Yeah. It's going to be all right. I can't wait to see how it all plays out.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was all I am with 359. We're making it. Should I read this last snitch text?
Sure.
Hello, Wake and Bake crew. This is the president of podcasts. It has come to our attention over at the podcast Metropolis that you're coming close to your 100th episode. We're all rooting for you. You guys are doing a great job. After hearing your big Mick Foley interview, our confidence has been restored. I know you guys are special for it. Can't wait to see what it is. The president of podcasts signing off. Be slightly excellent to each other. That's a real nice. I almost voted for Lenny.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, it is pretty nice. Do we have anything big planned for the big 100th episode? Have we thought about it a little bit?
This is 93.
Okay, we got seven more apps.
Seven apps.
Get it right. Get it tight. Sure. Get it.
Yep. I don't know. What are we thinking? Do we got to book another big time guest or two?
We should probably book another cameo, right? Get it going. Perhaps.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how he's feeling. We'll see if any.
Hopefully, all right. Maybe we can get someone else to, you know. Maybe right. 7 and 7 wants to meet like the Tool Man, right?
That would be awesome. I wonder how much that one costs.
It's probably in the realm, you know.
That would be a great one. That's in someone's range, isn't it?
I think so. I think we could definitely get that going. You know.
I have to give it some thought. I just love the randomness of it too.
Well, we are gonna think about it, president of the podcast, from what the podcast Metropolis. Is that
I tell you, the legend keeps growing.
Damn.
Everyone's got a podcast. The pandemic's brought in all these big names, so now they got the advertising guy. They got to grease the, you know, it's that whole thing.
I understand. Nice.
All right. 401. That's 2. I think we have one. This will be a snitch. Oh, wait, there's two more, actually.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jumbo Junior. Just what you say. Like, I've been tracking this man for about a week and a half now, and I've been taking it better. And I've got it caught. I just want to say that I'm going to take it down right now.
Are you getting all this? Did you get that?
I think so. Do we have a transcript on that or what?
Here's what the transcript says. Yes, this is Joe Bo Jr. Just so to say that I've been tracking this band for about a week and a half now, and I've been waged that is serious. And I've got it cornered. I just want to say that I'm going to take it down. Oh, wow. Silver. So, not a lot of help. It sounded like
something. I know we sent him on that mission to fight that bear, that bear that, you know, was buried in the pet cemetery.
Oh, is that where we left off?
It sounded like he had it cornered, but then he got ripped apart. I mean, is that what happened? Was out the sounds that was coming from there? It was kind of hard to hear, I guess.
Off the roof. I couldn't make it out.
Well, we'll have to find out. Maybe he's dead. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's gonna. Maybe we should send someone to look for him, right?
Yeah, maybe. Right after the chalice drops, I'm sure he understands, right?
Yeah. I mean, how long ago is this? I mean, you know? I mean, he could be laying out there for a week now, I guess.
Oh, I guess when you put it. Yeah, good question. Friday. Friday at 7 p.m.
Well, okay. Maybe we can track him down. We'll get to the bottom of it, people. I know we're all worried about Job Jr.
We care about him so much in this ongoing saga. Why was he fighting a bear?
This is
technically the back half. Like, we can handle a little while.
I think you missed it. When you stepped out to handle something, me and Jim talked about, yeah. You know, that new Hoffer chick, she buried a bear in the pet cemetery. The bear came to life. We sent Job Jr. on a Job Jr. to track the bear. Kind of like a ghost in the job darkness kind of scenario. And
I know for a fact I listened to the episode. I do not remember all of the mysticism that happened in it, apparently.
The subtleties. I mean, it's all about the subtleties, I guess, right?
You got that right.
All right.
I think now it's the normal time to be getting, like, you know, it's a 5. We're getting loose.
Things are happening. I think so.
The chalice is up. It's been hanging there for a while now, but it was just some concern with this storm that the chalice would be delayed somehow or called off. But of course, that is not the case.
We got all the lights on it. It's sparkling in the morning air. You know, things are looking good. But, you know, I think
it's kind of like a lot of people were expected to show up, but they didn't, you know, or they're just sitting at home pouting. Could be that, too.
Could be a little bit of both. I would imagine it's probably a high
sleeping
number.
Sleeping and pouting.
Sleeping and pouting. Maybe with their thumb in their mouth and their butt. We don't know. But I think, you know, what about the big Cobra Kai? Is it Cobra Kai time or what? Are we talking Cobra Kai?
I think we could do a couple of minutes of Cobra Kai.
How far have you got into it? How many episodes have you watched? I've only seen the first two. And so far, pretty rock solid, you know?
It's definitely a solid I like what I'm seeing, you know what I mean? They're they're getting along, they're not getting along, you know, that whole thing you love to see. You don't want to see them get along. You want to see their, like, styles conflict with one another.
It's going to be trickier than they think. I mean, it's pretty great how, like,
yeah,
man. Like, I love how they're, you know, branching out, experiencing each of their karates. I like when, like, Daniel had to, like, you know, do a, you know, eagle fang. He's, like, in that, he's, like, shoveling the coals, doing it up, you know. It's, yeah, like, right. Great. Getting his ass kicked, almost getting his ass kicked by the hockey players. All great stuff.
He held his own against those hockey players. I'm not sure I buy it.
Pretty good, pretty good. Something okay. About old. What's the kid? What's the kid's name again? You know, ooh, not Miguel. You know, Johnny Lawrence. Johnny Lawrence's son. What's his name?
Old Terrence or whatever.
His name's not Terrence. Anyways, I love that whole angle, how he's teaching the baddies Miyagi-Do. Oh, man.
Ooh,
Miyagi-Do is rolling over in his grave. You should never trust that white boy, Daniel's son, right? Jeez. God. Showing his enemies, like, all of the moves. Oof. I can't wait until he finds out. It's going to be great. I do have a beef, like, what, they recasted Danny LaRusso's son, right? They got rid of the fat kid again and got a new skinny kid?
No, growth spurt.
Is that what happened? Is that the same kid?
It's the same kid. He's talking about a growth spurt. And I called it back in season one. We can go back to the episode. I knew this kid was going to be a player one day, and now we're seeing it happen. He's got a rival already, and it's like, and he's the baddie. Nobody saw coming.
He's the baddie. I knew it, yeah. I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure they made him lose the weight, right? Where they said, like, you're going to be off the show if you don't lose the weight and start growing.
I mentioned right. This in a totally different Cobra Kai segment, but no, he's day one. He's like, oh, shit, I got to lose this weight if I'm going to, like, stay on this show. They're not going to keep pushing me off to this video game nonsense. And either I.
What about, how come Kreese, you know, oh, what was I going to say? Damn it. Oh, yeah. Like, how come Kreese hasn't called up Stingray, right? I mean,
I know.
Where is Stingray?
Where? Hashtag bring back Stingray.
Right. And instead of calling that Johnny Silver guy, right, he just calls up Stingray, you know, the champion of Coyote Creek, right? I mean,
I kind of like that this Silver guy, though, he's like, you know, the guy who brings up, hey, man, we're just harassing children here. Like, he brings it up a few times. Like, no, that plan is just you harassing children. Like,
it was the 80s. I was super high on cocaine. I was filled with rage.
Weeks harassing a teenager.
Like, months, right? It's like just saying it out loud made me, it makes it seem really, you know.
Funny.
A lot of chuckles, a lot of good stuff. Once again, they're doing it. Can't wait to see how many episodes of that do we have to look forward to.
Marty, okay. Shot half my wad here.
Yeah. Well, supposedly the fifth season is already, you know, recorded, so we'll hope we're open for the first.
I just want to get to this tournament. It is heating up, baby.
Man, I cannot wait. And what's the deal? Miguel's going to be the Blue Beetle in the Marvel movie? Is that what's going down with that shit?
Holy shit. Is that true? Oh, yeah. Man. That's perfect. Oh, I can't believe it.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. That's good. Oh, yeah. I like it.
I was wondering Yeah. I actually don't know who this Beetle character is. What's he all about?
In the KC behind me, Reyes, that's like the most recent Blue Beetle character. He's got like a scarab that it's like a piece of alien technology that gives him like basically Blue Beetle armor, and like he has like sonic weapons basically.
Okay. Like a Mega Man.
But there was like run around like the my era of like was like a just a guy, like a millionaire who was like not as good as Bruce Wayne, but like, you know, sure. Also doing it. He was like best friends with Booster Gold. They're like blue. They call themselves Blue and Gold. They had like a whole Justice League era.
Okay, that's coming back. I think I remember a little bit.
So the version he would play is like a newer version of it. A reboot. Nice.
Remember when I was up on the inside scoop? Ooh, very nice.
You really scooped me on that one.
Very good. But what's up with Nichols? What do you think Nichols is going on? You think like Mrs. LaRusso is going to reach out to Nichols where she's going to be working? Like, it's like, I can't wait to like Nichols. And then what is that kid's name? Can we think of it?
Yeah. Jesse.
Like Kyle. Why can't we think of this? It's a shame.
It's a shame we didn't ever look anything up.
Exactly. I hope those two like take over, right? Where he's like the new LaRusso, and then Nichols is the new Mrs. LaRusso, and then like, you know, Daniel and the wife just like watch from afar, right?
Right. Makes sense.
I can't wait to see what happens. And I think like Mrs. LaRusso kind of a bitch move, right? I mean, what a Karen, right? Is she not a Karen?
Total Karen. Mm-hmm. But she's a Karen who's like looking at well, I don't know. You can watch it. We'll talk about it.
She's a Karen that cares.
We won't get into it until next week.
Okay, well, we'll see.
The Mrs. LaRusso saga continues. Next, that's see. They want to know the rest of our thoughts on her story.
And I actually like to
7 minutes till the chalice drop. And yep, they are in fact cranking it up a little higher. This chalice hit the floor. Which is, of course, what it does, right?
I think so, yeah. It hits the floor, then all the smoke comes out, and then we try to inhale it or something.
Let's not explain it. That's how a drop is.
We'll find out. I think we've missed every single chalice drop so far, if we go back.
We've always missed it. We've always missed it. And part of the problem is we don't know exactly what it is, but that's fine. Now we see it.
It's a reggae legacy, right?
All we have to do. Have you ever been like, okay, let's just take driving as an example. You ever just like drive? Okay, my turn's coming up. 5 seconds. All I need to do is not be distracted for 5 seconds, and everything will be fine. And then you miss that turn somehow because you're like mind just wandered in that 5 seconds. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh yeah, like there's this one time I was like on my way to work, and I like drive this, you know, every fucking day. Right. And I was like just looking at these crows that look to be dancing. They're like some dancing crows, and I just totally missed it. Yeah, I had to like turn around like 4 miles up the road, and it really set me back. And I was like, "Damn you, crows!"
Right? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It happens real fast.
414, and it looks like we do have best smoke mail. Let's see how this one comes in. Oh boy. Come on now. Why? Oh wait, here it goes. It looks like it's going. Oh, this sucks. Sorry.
Hello. Happy New Year to the Wolf Boy. It's your uncle, Marijuana Jack.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
A freebie.
A special. You know.
You didn't pay him for that, did you?
I didn't. He just remembered he must have still had his phone. Maybe he was just awake at that time of night.
We really reached out to him. I think maybe, you know, Sacco is the fan, right? Where Sacco makes him do this, right?
That could very well be it. That's the fun part, right?
I think so, right? Cactus Jack, not a real big fan, but Sacco, on the other hand, loves it.
Oh, yeah. Distracted, but it is 4:16, everyone. That gives us 4 minutes. So are you all ready to go for when the chalice drops?
Oh man, I've been saving everything I have ever got throughout the whole year, and I compress it into one glorious heap.
Damn. I probably have my Keith tells a story of the past year.
It does.
bags ground and grown.
A lot of different colors in there. Yep.
Yep. Of course, we won't be asking what's in our pizzes until the time is right.
That's correct.
It's the apex. We'll get there in 3 minutes. But in the meantime, how do we kill 3 minutes? Like, this is the end of it, though. You know what I mean? We did it. We
made it so far.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank all the people out there to celebrate that came with us to this old chalice drop. You sure made these old crusty podcasters a happy camper, right?
you said it, bud. Like, I mean, what a year. Highs, lows, ins, outs. What happened?
How was it? In let's each take 1 minute and sum up the year in one minute for us. You go first.
Oh boy. Okay. Oh, sure. This year was, I feel like a bit of a backslide this year, honestly. I felt like the year before I maybe had a little more momentum. I'm turning it all around as of right now. It's a brand new year. Just a coincidence. I was always going to turn it around. Was.
Did you get vaccinated this year? Was this the year?
and it's getting really bad at my work. Like, everybody's getting it, and like all over the place.
Right. It's only a matter of time.
It was probably the worst week since this whole thing started.
Well, you know, on the plus side, you get sick, and then you get 2 weeks off with pay, right? I mean, is that not the case?
That seems to be the case for everyone else. I seem to just never get sick.
Well, I'll still get facts. Hope you take a little serious, you know. You were going to, you know.
I was going to. I'm making. I don't like being. I'm only doing it for a political statement, not because I actually like care about the science either way.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, my year review is pretty good. We went to the gathering. Some good times, some low times, a lot of work along the way, a few chuckles.
And what's your vax record?
Yeah, I'm vaxxed and relaxed. You know what I'm saying? You got
the Johnson & Johnson, of course.
No, I didn't. I got the good one. The Pfizer. Obviously. All right, it's 4:19. We don't want to miss this challenge drop this year.
I have to repack this. So why don't you set up what's in your pizz? And I'll tell you what I'm putting in mine.
Well, I got some... eggs and hash, sprinkled a little brown sugar on there.
Ooh. Myself, I'm privy to some diet Mountain Dew again because it's got a roach in it, but I'm still drinking it.
Mm.
Oops, I didn't talk about the roach, did I? Damn it.
It could be a bug.
Everybody, I hope you're getting down. Do we count it down? Of course, every year we always count it down.
Just getting
the second hand up here. It'll be up in just a moment. Come on, second hand. Oh, nope, just do it now. Oh, it's dropping. It's magnificent.
Oh, it's glimmering.
Happy New Year, Shatak. Oh, hold on.
Happy Chalice Drop, Shatak.
After Under Hours special. This is where we get a little blue with it after our job all done. The chalice is dropped. Everybody is just inhaling these chalice vapors. We're all enjoying ourselves a lot.
Ooh-wee.
I'm closing some tabs.
Ooh, how did you ever get that new cable? You ripped that new cord?
No. I still, it just didn't work. So I got to do something else. And it's a cord that is very hard to find, actually.
Well, maybe better next year, right?
Right, absolutely. I appreciate you saying that.
We'll get it together, folks.
You hear me now? Say we rock it on down, say we rock it on down, say we rock it on down.
Black is the darkness of me.
Okay, very good.